Greetings, sports fans. Once again, we present Touchdown Tips with Sam Hayes, your All-American gridiron commentator, in another of a series of football programs. Each week, Sam comments on the trends and probable results of the important weekend college football game. There's the whistle for the first quarter of Touchdown Tips. Here's the huddle with Sam Hayes.
Signals, everybody. Yes, and it's everything they advertise. It's fabulous football of 1946. And it looks as if time, the great equalizer, is about to balance the budget and end the long reign of arms. Red Lake boys prove they are vulnerable in their unimpressive win over Oklahoma, while Notre Dame looms large on the horizon as a result of her rout of Illinois. Texas still dominates the Southwest with a 76-0 win over Colorado, and that's a lot of touchdowns, even with limited opposition. Alabama is leaving a crimson trail where her victims have fallen in Dixie. And in the West, the Southern California Trojans and the UCLA Bruins followed the preseason strip with considerable fidelity. However, the Trojans didn't look too smooth in their win over Washington State, while the Bruins seemed to be in midseason form as they literally coasted to their 50-7 victory over a highly touted Oregon State 11. Stanford showed surprising strength in knocking over the Idaho Vandals 45-0 and probably will be the dark horse on the Pacific Coast. There were upsets galore. Iowa's win over Purdue, North Carolina State's defeat of Duke, and the Dartmouth victory over Holy Cross all belong in the upset department. Texas Tech 6-0 win over Homer Norton's Texas A&M confounded the experts, as did the two major ties, Oklahoma A&M's deadlock with Arkansas and the Missouri-Ohio State stalemate. But in spite of these upsets, Touchdown Tips emerged from the games of the weekend of September 28th with 78.8% winners. Get your pencils and charts ready, for here is Sam Hayes with this week's Touchdown Tip. We rocket to the east. At New York City, the game of the week in the east, Columbia versus Navy. Blue Little's Lions could go places this year, as their 13-7 win over Rutgers proved. Navy looked relatively weak in a 7-0 win over Villanova, just a week after Army had beaten the Wildcats 35-0. We're sticking with Navy. Touchdown Tip, Columbia 13, Navy 14.
At Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Villanova versus Marquette.
Villanova, after tangling with the Army and the Navy, should have little trouble in knocking over the Hilltoppers, who are rated at just so-so. Prediction, Villanova 20, Marquette 7.
At West Point, New York, Army versus Cornell.
Oklahoma at least gave Army a scare, which is more than Cornell is expected to do. Call this one, Army 35, Cornell nothing.
At Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Georgia versus Temple.
Temple's stock has risen several points as a result of the Owls' 7-7 tie with Southern Methodist. But Trippi and his troop of performing Bulldogs from Georgia were plenty potent in their win over Clemson. Call it Georgia 20, Temple 7.
At Hanover, New Hampshire, Dartmouth versus Syracuse.
Another edition of the historic battle between the wearers of the green and the orange men. The big green, after a cliff-hanging 3-0 win over Holy Cross, seemed to have the edge. Touchdown Tip, Dartmouth 13, Syracuse 7.
At Worcester, Massachusetts, Holy Cross versus Detroit.
Intersectional stuff where comparative tallies are difficult to get, but the Crusaders, with a flock of players with unpronounceable names, look better. Call this one, Holy Cross 19, Detroit 6.
At New Haven, Connecticut, Yale versus Colgate.
Levi Jackson, the first Negro ever to play for Yale, scored 2 touchdowns in Eli's 33-0 win over Kings Point. Yale is going to be poison ivy for a traditional Eastern foe. Prediction, Yale 20, Colgate 14.
There's the whistle for the second quarter of Touchdown Tips, and we swing to the south. At Durham, South Carolina, the game of the week in the south, Duke versus Tennessee.
This is one of those close affairs which make the experts leap off bridges. The Blue Devils lost to North Carolina State while Tennessee was knocking over a strongly rated Georgia Tech 11. The Vols get the nod here by a whisker. Touchdown Tips, Duke 13, Tennessee 14.
At Clemson, North Carolina, Clemson versus North Carolina State.
Beatty Feathers, remember him, is coaching the Wolfpack from North Carolina State. And in Harold Turner, Beatty has a real star. However, the Tigers from Clemson are smooth, polished, and powerful. Prediction, Clemson 6, North Carolina State 7.
At Miami, Florida, Miami versus North Carolina.
The South seems to have a corner on cliffhangers. Miami's 1945 Cinderella Orange Bowl team scored a 13-3 win over William & Mary, while Charles Snavely, sorry, outside BCI. String along with the chance. Call this one, Miami 14, North Carolina 13.
At Baton Rouge, Louisiana, LSU versus Mississippi State.
Gordy McWilliams justified his change of address by figuring largely in Mississippi State's win over Chattanooga. But the Bayou Bengals are cats of a stronger breed. Prediction, Louisiana State 13, Mississippi State 20.
And that's the end of the half. At halftime, Sam Hayes brings you a football feature. Jack of all trades.
Johnny Lou Jack, who is quarterbacking Notre Dame through a successful season, is one of those rare fellows, an all-around athlete. In his freshman year, Hugh Jack became one of three men in the history of the South Bend School to receive letters in four sports, basketball, baseball, track, and football. Hugh Jack stepped into the Notre Dame lineup at a critical moment. Angelo Bertelli, the Springfield Rifle, had been called into active military service in the eve of the great Army-Notre Dame game in 1943. Coach Frank Leahy called in the 18-year-old Lou Jack and told him what a huge responsibility he had. And then the coach added, "I feel that you will do a magnificent job." Johnny Lou Jack grinned and answered, "Coach, you're absolutely right." During that game, his first big test, Hugh Jack hurled two touchdown passes and scored once himself to face Notre Dame to a 26-0 win over Army. Hugh Jack is a jack of all sports, but unlike the old saying, he's master of one, football, as Army is likely to find out again this year. There's the whistle, and we go into the second half of Touchdown Tip. We swing to the southwest. At Norman, Oklahoma, the game of the week in the southwest, Texas A&M versus Oklahoma. Oklahoma gave Army the scare of its life when left guard McNabb nabbed the ball and raced over for a touchdown. In fact, the Sooners are enjoying the dubious distinction of being beaten by some of the greatest teams in the nation. And that's just where Homer Norton's farmhands fit into this picture, in spite of their upset loss to Texas Tech. Prediction, Texas A&M 13, Oklahoma 14. At Houston, Texas, Rice versus Southwestern of Texas. Jeff Needy's White Owls are banking on ace pitcher Walmsley to avenge last year's upset defeat at the hands of these Pirates from Georgetown, Texas. Touchdown tip, Rice 20, Southwestern nothing.
At Austin, Texas, Texas versus Oklahoma A&M.
If Texas is beaten, the Oklahoma Aggies may be the last to turn the trick. This looks like Bob Fenimore's last game for the Aggies, and he'll be giving out with everything. But we'll ride the steer. Call this one Texas 26, Oklahoma A&M 14.
At Dallas, Texas, Southern Methodist versus Texas Tech.
Mustangs should have sufficient kick to stave off the Raiders. Prediction, Southern Methodist 14, Texas Tech 13.
At Fort Worth, Texas, TCU versus Arkansas.
This one may be decided by the break. Last year, the Horned Frogs lost to the Razorbacks by the closest of shaves. And this year should be a repetition. Touchdown tip, Texas Christian 13, Arkansas 14.
We swing to the Midwest. At Champaign, Illinois, the game of the week in the Midwest, Illinois versus Purdue.
Notre Dame proved that Buddy Young can be bottled up. And Purdue is potent, even though Isbell's boys figured in Iowa's upset win last Sunday. It looks like a real tassel in typical Big Ten style. Call it Illinois 20, Purdue 13.
At Ann Arbor, Michigan, Michigan versus Iowa.
Dr. Eddie Anderson's Hawkeyes are flying high, but they're in for rough weather here. The Wolverines are not to be denied. Prediction, Michigan 33, Iowa 7.
At East Lansing, Michigan, Michigan State versus Boston College.
Charlie Bachman's Spartans are strictly top drawer, while BC in its first season of football since 42 are not far behind. We call it Michigan State 20, Boston College 19.
At Minneapolis, Minnesota, Indiana versus Minnesota.
In the Big Ten, everybody's doing it, beating Indiana, that is. Behrman's Golden Gophers want to avenge last year's defeat to the Hoosiers, nothing to 49. And they should eke out a win, but thin. Touchdown tip, Indiana 13, Minnesota 14.
At South Bend, Indiana, Notre Dame versus Pittsburgh.
Oh, about the only question here is how high the Irish will run up the tally. Prediction, Notre Dame 27, Pittsburgh 7.
At Lincoln, Nebraska, Nebraska versus Kansas State.
Nebraska is not the powerhouse of old, but here they have the Indians finding their old rivals. Making Nebraska 26, Kansas State 13.
At Evanston, Illinois, Wisconsin versus Northwestern.
The Badgers are vicious. That's Frank Wickhorst of California. And while Northwestern's fortunes are on the upswing, this is the old Badgers game. Touchdown tip, Wisconsin 14, Northwestern 13.
We swing to the Rocky Mountains. At Denver, Colorado, the game of the week in the Rockies. Denver versus Brigham Young.
Denver is stepping back into her own class in this one. It looks like the boys from the Mile High City by a mile. Call it Denver 20, Brigham Young 7.
At Boulder, Colorado, Colorado versus Utah State.
Colorado learned plenty in games against Texas and Iowa. Riley, Briggs, Meyer, and Shannon should scintillate. Prediction, Colorado 20, Utah State 7.
At Salt Lake City, Utah, Utah versus Arizona.
Both these teams rolled up huge scores in last week's wins, which means plenty of backfield power. Looks close and tough. We call it Utah 20, Arizona 19.
At Laramie, Wyoming, Colorado A&M versus Wyoming.
The kids from Colorado should take this one, even though Wyoming is a greatly improved 11. Touchdown tip, Colorado A&M 19, Wyoming 7.
There's the whistle, and we go into the fourth and final quarter of Touchdown Tip. We swing to the Pacific Coast. At Los Angeles, the game of the week in the nation, USC versus Ohio State.
Some of the luster of this game was taken away when Ohio State settled for a 13-13 tie with Missouri. The Trojans didn't look too impressive in their 13-7 win over the Cougars of Washington State. But Ohio State was playing in hard luck, there's no doubt about that, blowing five chances to score, and the Trojans will have their hands full. Touchdown tip, USC 19, Ohio State 7 teams.
And now for some Pacific Coast quickies.
Oregon 7, California 14, UCLA 13, Washington 7, San Francisco University 13, Stanford 14.
You've just heard Sam Hayes with his touchdown tip. Next week, Sam will give you forecasts and comments on the highlight games from coast to coast, including the game of the week in every section of the country. And now this is Frank Barton turning you back to Sam Hayes with this week's Gridiron Grim.
Steve Hollingsworth, veteran UCLA scout, tells of a football game in which an excited spectator was playing the game right with the team. He kept jumping and pushing a lady seated directly in front of him. Now this lady's husband was too interested in the game and for himself to pay much attention. Finally, at a critical moment in the game, the spectator shouted, "Kick! Kick!" And suiting the action to the word, he kicked the lady a resounding blow. Indignantly, she turned to her husband and said, "That man kicked me." Friend Hubby turned around, stuck out his fist to the guy and said, "Congratulations, I've been wanting to do that for 10 years. And that's all for this week, friend. Sam A. speaking. I'll see you next week. So long.